This is Women Take the Wheel.
Sit down, strap in, and turn on all you've got.
Nikki Clark is taking you behind the scenes.
You're ready to win.
Let me tell you, these cars, they get up and go pretty good.
Introducing you to women drivers,
crew members,
and fans of the racing world. Plus, Nikki is bringing you the latest racing news in Indiana and beyond.
We're going to bring it to you from the tower as they get ready to pull into the beam.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
All right, strap yourselves in.
Woo! Getting off the track and in your ears. This is Women Take the Wheel.
Come on, baby.
With your host.
Here we go.
Nikki Clark.
Hi, I'm Nikki Clark, your host for Women Take the Wheel here on the All Indiana Podcast Network. This week, we are on location at Lucas Oil Indianapolis Raceway Park, or IRP as the rest of us call it, with the ladies of Jet Car Racing. Hear from three women who light up the night with these fire-breathing dragsters and what led them on their journeys. Stay tuned.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So, welcome to Women Take the Wheel, and this week it's all about the jet cars. It started when Elaine Larson was back on the podcast a couple of months ago, and she invited me, aka challenged me, to come out and watch two jet cars from the starting line.
And let me tell you, I think I'm coming somewhere near you. I'm going to be in Indy in May.
You are?
Are you going to be around?
I live like 2 miles from the track, so yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay, so here's the challenge. I'm going to challenge you to come out and stand between two jet cars.
No way.
And I want you to film it. And I want someone filming you. See, I don't care if you film it. I want the camera on you. I want to see your hair stand straight up. Do you think you got what it takes to stand in the blast zone?
I'm a little scared because I've seen people. I mean, when they do it, they clear the starting line. And usually
they do.
It's just the starter out there.
Yeah. You can do it. I would never I'll put you only in a little danger. No,
oh
just
my
kidding.
God.
No, I will put you out there. That would
Seriously.
Be so awesome. I would love to have you come out because until you can see it, feel it, smell it, taste it, and then get pelted by it when the blast zone goes by you. No. Nicole, you've got to come out and you got to be in there. We're going to be there
okay.
for Cletus and Cars in May. It's a challenge. I'm throwing down the gauntlet. Are you going to come?
Yeah. I'm like, even if I have to walk up there, ride my bike up there, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, it was insane. I've watched them from like buildings before and the windows rattle. And so watching them up close right behind them and those pops, let me tell you, it got really hot. But I was so appreciative and grateful that I got to experience that because I've never gotten to do that before. So I'm definitely going to try to do it again with them. But while I was there, I talked to the team over with Elaine. And first up, we're talking to Josette Roach. And she drives the House of Color Jet Dragster. And she describes what it's like being in this fire-breathing beast.
So what's it like when you get out, when you drive one of these things? Can you explain briefly?
Well, it's all focus on the finish line, not to be cliche. But so once the ride's over and you're able to get out of the car, that's when the adrenaline rush really kicks in, and then you get out and you're just like, woo! Like, that's what just happened. I just did that. So,
yeah, how many runs have you made?
In jet cars, I've probably made about 50 or 60 runs, maybe a little more than that. Just because the licensing process, you really get a lot of runs in. So this will be my first full year driving for the House of Color team. So I'm super excited about that. It's a great honor.
Next up is the crew chief for the Florida Tech Dragster, Logan Ashline. She's the crew chief, but that's not the only thing she does, as we'll hear. She does so many things with the team, and she's so involved. So we're going to talk to her, but we're also going to listen in as she talks to a young girl who's interested in getting into motorsports.
So my name is Logan Ashline, and I am the crew chief for the Florida Tech team. So essentially what that means is on race day, I'm in charge of the car. So I go over from nose to tail of the whole car, making sure that everything is ready to go for the race, and making sure that the driver is also prepared. So getting all of their crew equipment or their driver equipment and checking to make sure that all the seat belts are safe and putting them into the car and strapping them down, and then actually starting the car with them too.
Now, how did you get into this racing? Like, how did you end up here?
So I was actually born into a racing family. My dad is the head safety engineer in motorsports, and so from a very young age, in fact 3 years old, I got my first four-wheeler. From there I went on to do quarter midgets and go-karts and pretty much anything I could get my hands on, and then he introduced me to the jet racing family of Larson Motorsports, and I was hooked. Went to college at Florida Tech, absolutely loved it, got my business degree last fall, and now I'm working full-time for the team, doing crew chiefing, and I actually got licensed as well.
Oh, so you drive too?
Yes. Yep. So I got licensed just this spring or summer, whatever the season is in Florida these days, and I'm super excited to get some more passes under my belt.
A little different than four-wheelers and midgets.
Yes, very different. So straight-line drag racing has been amazing. It's so quick. It's about my attention span, which is helpful, and it's just so much power that you're strapped into. It's a lot like a roller coaster, except for you have to be in control of it, which is super different and very amazing. I think that's the best word to describe it. It's just amazing.
Now, when I came over here earlier, I saw feet sticking out of here.
Yes.
So what are you doing when you do in here?
So this is our afterburner, and this is a good portion of our power is created by this afterburner here, and it's basically the size of me, and so I have to crawl inside of there and check and make sure there's no cracks, make sure that all of the nuts and bolts that are in there are nice and tightened down so that nothing's going to come flying out the back of it. And also I can check the actual engine when I'm in there. So I can turn the turbine blades, look behind the first stack into the next one and make sure that those are still looking good, that nothing's come through the engine and destroyed something. Because that's the easiest way for us to tell, is that when you climb in there, if something's made it through to those turbine blades, then it's probably gone through the majority of the engine, which is not good.
So you have to get to work now, get in?
Yes. Yep, I do. So I take my flashlight out. I started working for the Larsons as an intern at first, and they hired me on my second semester freshman year for the business side of things. Started doing graphic design and all kinds of different stuff for them. So the trailer wrap, this is my designs, which is really cool. A little nerve-wracking when you have to make something that ends up being that big. Then they start talking and they're like, okay, well, we know you want to drive a jet car one day. We already know that. But what do you think about crew chiefing? And I was like, I would love that. I want to try it anyways. You know, I was like, all right, I'm open to it, because I was a business student, not super mechanical or anything. Started crew chiefing when Zach was learning how to drive the cars, and that was amazing. I fell in love with crew chiefing, and I didn't expect to. It was really, really great just being able to do things on the car and connect with the driver in a different way. It was super fun. And then I actually got my jet car license just a few weeks ago, so that part was really nice too. I had to prioritize though, because I had to push my licensing back a little bit further because I was still in school, and it was going to be senior semester learning how to drive a jet car, and I was taking two master's classes at the same time. I was like, probably not a good idea. Probably want to keep my grades up. And cause I was on a lot of scholarships at Florida Tech, so I knew that that was a priority. And so I said, okay, I know that you guys are ready for me to start licensing, but I can't do it yet. And they were super respectful of that and waited until I graduated and started licensing. licensing in February and just finished it up a few weeks ago. So that was really nice. Now I'm basically licensed to learn, is what that means. So every pass after this is, yeah, I'm licensed, but that doesn't mean a whole lot because I'm still learning.
It's
been super, super fun. I go on the road with them, travel all over the place, and I'm not 25 yet, so I can't drive the truck and trailer because they have insurance that says you have to be 25, and I'm okay with that for the time being. Seems a little stressful, but one day I'll maybe learn how to do that.
And then finally, we're going to talk to Mac Wiles. She's always wanted to race. She knew from a young age. She started driving when she was 8 years old. Hear how her journey put her on the path to Florida Tech.
My name is Mac, and I am a crew person on the car.
And I was told that you just finished college.
I did. I graduated last weekend.
And you're doing this weekend.
Yeah.
How'd you come about to work with these guys?
So about 7 years ago now, I am originally from Indiana. This is my home track. And they were at a race and I met them and they said, come to Florida Tech, like come work on our jet car. And so I moved 1,300 miles and 7 years later, here I am.
And what do you look to do in the future? Do you want to keep working on race cars or what else do you do?
My passion is drag racing for sure. I love race cars. I love everything about it. I just got my degree in aerospace engineering, so I'll probably do a little bit of aerospace engineering for a while and then try and start my own car business.
Now, how did you get started like loving race cars? Like, I mean, do you remember your first race? And
So I don't remember my first race because the week before I was born, I was at the racetrack, and the week after I was born, I was at the racetrack. So I have been at the racetrack literally my entire life.
Did you ever drive?
Yeah, I've been racing myself for 15 years now. I'm 22, so I started when I was 8 years old. I got my first car at 5 years old, and I just can't help myself. I keep going back to racing because I'm so infatuated with it.
And now what are you doing now, the checkup on the car?
I'm torquing the wheels right now just so that our wheels are super special, so we have to make sure they're super torqued so that the air doesn't come out of them.
Cool, thanks.
No problem.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you again for listening. I'm Nikki Clark, and this is Women Take the Wheel. Be sure to connect and follow on Facebook when you search for Women Take the Wheel podcast. And be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast right now here on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network, this is Women Take the Wheel with Nikki Clark. Follow and subscribe to this podcast now and discover even more great podcasts on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Online at allindianapodcastnetwork.com. All Indiana.